Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it is Food for Thought Friday. So glad that you joined in with us today. I know a lot of people tell me it's their favorite program of the week quite often because it just kind of gives them a pick-me-up after a hard week of work, just doing life. People are usually physically, mentally, emotionally tired, and to share some nuggets of wisdom that God has spoke to me in my life, whether it's through my quiet time reading God's Word, through a devotional book I've read, through a podcast that I've listened to, maybe a conversation with somebody, or something even I've seen on social media. And so I just love to share things that God has spoke to me that encourages me and gives me hope, and hope it'll be a blessing to you. I want to encourage you, if you're blessed by a program or you hear something, you're like, man, I wish I wrote that down. You can always catch a podcast if you're driving, listening on the radio. We're on whatever platforms that you hear podcasts. Just simply type in Hope Is Here. We also have a YouTube channel that most of our programs are on there. You can watch Hope Is Here. When you go to YouTube, type in Hope Is Here. Then also for YouTube, you do have to type in my name, Greg Horn, and it'll come up quicker. And hope that you will subscribe to our podcast and to our YouTube channel. If you've been blessed by either one of the podcasts or the YouTube channel, please leave a comment. It helps people find us easier and give them hope. Well, I saw this great quote recently. Really spoke to me. It was written by Rachel Machen. And it says, take time to take a moment to see the good. Take time to remember the smiles. Take time to remember the moments. Take time to remember the little things. Take time to be thankful. Take time to be grateful. Take time to see the wonderful things in this world. Take time. The more you see the good, the more that you will inspire others and make ripples with your one and only life. You know, as I read this, it just making me kind of think of Psalm 46:10, which simply says, be still and know that I'm God. And I'm so honored when people take 14 minutes out of their busy schedule just to listen to this on the radio program. Recently had a gentleman that sent me a Facebook message and said, hey, I just want to thank you for Hope Is Here program. I listen to it each morning from 8:15 to 8:30 after I've dropped my kids off at school and I'm on my way to work, and just really fills my cup, you and your guest. And man, I really appreciate that he took time to do that. He took time, probably took him 30 seconds, maybe a minute at most, to send me that message. I've not met this guy before, but I told him I hope that we will get to meet sometime. And it just really blessed me because he took time to do that. And man, if you've been blessed by this program, I hope that you'll do the same. And yet, I just want to encourage you to take time to, you know, maybe send a text to somebody, send a message to somebody. If you've been blessed by something, or you see something, or you've been thinking about somebody, had them on your heart and mind, and say, I'm going to call them. And I mean, voicemails are great. Sometimes people call and they don't leave a voicemail. And I got a friend that does that, and kind of frustrates me. I'm like, man, leave me a voicemail. Let me know what's going on or whatever. And I try to do that. And, you know, but if you can't leave a voicemail call, then just take a time and text somebody. Just so cool how God does that. He uses us to be his angels, friends. He truly does. We get to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And I want to encourage you to take the time today and just reach out to somebody else. Hey, I was thinking about you. And you know what? We'll let you know that I love you. Man, I'm thankful for you. And when I get those occasionally, I mean, I can live off one of those for a day or two. And it seems like they always arrive at the perfect time when I'm discouraged. So take the time today to see the good and remember moments, to remember other people, to be thankful and to be grateful. I know that'll be a blessing to somebody else. I love this great quote by President Abraham Lincoln. He says, we can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. so true, isn't it? And friends, that's kind of life is. I mean, you know, roses are beautiful, but there's always some thorns. And the thing I want to ask you today is, are you a rose or are you a thorn? Ouch. Stepping on some toes today. And you know it. Satan will push your buttons with somebody, but sometimes we allow Satan to let us push other people's buttons. And I want to encourage you to not be a button pusher, okay? I don't know if that's good English or not, but the fact of the matter is, man, be a rose. My dad, very masculine man, but used to say sometimes if I was going to have a challenging conversation, just leave with a sweet fragrance of Jesus. I recently was going to go to have a meeting with somebody, and I really wasn't looking forward to it because I knew that they were going to be complaining about some stuff and things. But I definitely wanted to make sure the meeting went well, and my mom reminded me of that. She just said, you know, I'm going to be praying for you just to leave that meeting, no matter how it goes, with the sweet fragrance of Jesus. And friends, we got to do that. In this world, it's easy to do that because so many people are negative and critical and ugly. And I say it's easy to do that, to leave the sweet fragrance. I mean, you can show Jesus numerous times every day, but it's not easy to always do it. As we've talked about here, On Hope is here earlier this week on Monday and Tuesday. Following Jesus isn't always easy, but it's not complicated. We'll say that again. Heard my man Mike Bros, my friend, say that many years ago. Following Jesus isn't always easy, but it's not complicated. And so I want to encourage you today to be a rose and not a thorn. Oh, man, I saw this. I think my friend Renee Karras posted this, but she said, I'm so grateful that neither my sin nor my stupidity keeps God from loving me. Going to get amen on that? We'll say it one more time. I'm so grateful that neither my sin nor my stupidity keeps God from loving me. You know, friends, God loves you right where you're at. Not where you could be, not maybe where you should be, and probably not where you thought you would be at this season in your life. He loves you exactly right where you are. And if you never did another thing for him, he'd still love you. And I know I've got some people that are a little legalistic, and they just, whoa, Greg. I don't know if I agree with that. And let me say two things here to that, okay? Number one, that, yes, God disciplines those he's loved. If you're in sin, God will eventually discipline you if you don't repent, ask for forgiveness, and turn away from that sin. He's done it in my life, and he's done it in millions of others over the last 2,000 years, okay? But the fact of the matter is, friend, he still loves us. That's why the story of the prodigal son is so powerful. And, you know, you've never read that story, just Google prodigal son in the Bible. And it's basically, you know, a rebellious son coming back to his earthly father and him forgiving him after he blew his inheritance that he asked for early. But it's a story of God with us, waiting with open arms, actually running towards us when we run towards him. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is that, you know, God has grace. We're all going to need grace at some point. And some of you, you know, you've done stupid things. I have, we all have. And it's tempting to say, what were you thinking when you did that in our flesh? But I want to encourage you, maybe there's somebody you need to extend grace today, because I want you to think back to the times that God has extended grace to you. I love this great quote by Pastor Mike McClure I saw earlier this week on Twitter. Sometimes you just need to relax and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can and everything is going to turn out just fine. Oh, that's so good. Pastor Mike McClure, sometimes you just need to relax and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can and everything is going to turn out just fine. I know I've needed to be reminded of that sometimes, friends. I just kind of get overwhelmed because I'm not where I'd want to be, where I could be, where I maybe even should be. And yet sometimes you just got to do your best, and then just, there used to be an old saying my dad would say, and just let the chips fall where they may. And, you know, God is still working. He is still on the throne, friend. And, you know, there's always a little more we can do, but sometimes you just got to do your best and just let go and let God. Say it one more time. Sometimes you got to do your best and just let go and let God. I saw this quote recently by Danielle Strickland. She used to be run one of the largest chapters of the Salvation Army up in Canada. She's just a great woman of God, a great communicator. And I saw her post this recently on social media. She said, you know, three ways that I've learned to cultivate hope in despairing times. One, get honest over happy. Hope starts with the truth. Mm. You know, sometimes, friends, we just need to ask somebody, hey, would you speak the truth in love to me about this situation? And I've shared about that off and on over the past almost 6 years we've been doing Hope Is Here, that, you know, I've got two or three friends and family members that have spoke truth and love to me. And sometimes, friends, that's why we can't get hopeful. We stay hopeless because we're not dealing with the truth. And remember, the Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. We need the truth that we're not the Savior, that Jesus is. But we also sometimes, maybe we need an attitude adjustment. We need to, you know, reevaluate how we're looking at something, how we're handling something, and getting honest over happy. I love that. Hope starts with the truth. So maybe you need to ask somebody about a situation you're dealing with and it's not going well, and just say, maybe am I looking at this wrong? And ask somebody that's maybe wired up differently than you, because sometimes those people closest to us will just tell us what we want to hear because they're wired up like we are. But there's been times I've actually said to people, you know, hey, I'm really dealing with a challenging situation, and I just want you to be honest with me. And I say, I mean it. And so sometimes I tell them twice because I know they won't hurt my feelings. And man, there's always sometimes at least a little nugget of truth in a criticism. It may only be like 10%, but I've tried to, hopefully as I've matured in my 50s, to always listen to criticisms and not to take them personal, number one. And then number two, just simply ask God after it's over, God, is there a nugget of truth in there that maybe I need to learn from, or I need to apply in my life and do something differently? And it can be a game changer. Number two, three ways to cultivate hope in despairing times. Be present. Hope is always in the now. You know, sometimes we can get so busy looking in the rearview mirror or worrying about the future, friends, that we're not present. And hope is always in the now. Sometimes we get, you know, just paralyzed, and that kind of lead by paralysis by analysis. And man, that can be nowhere land. I heard a pastor say one time that I really respected, he said, you know, sometimes you're trying to make a decision after you get like a little bit over 80% of the information. Sometimes you just got to make the decision. It's not often that you're going to have 100% peace and information. That means you rush. Don't misunderstand me. That means you rush into it. But sometimes, you know, you just have to go on and step out after you've got 80% of the information, or you're 80% sure about it, because, you know, God will redeem if you make a wrong decision. But it kind of reminds me of the third and final point that Danielle Strickland says, three ways I've learned to cultivate hope in despairing times. One, she said, to get honest over happy. Hope starts with truth. Two, to be present. Hope is always in the now. And number three, do something. Spectating and or critiquing leaves you despairing. But get active, get actively hopeful, and watch hope grow. And that's what I've had to learn, friends, over the years, that sometimes while you're waiting on God in a situation, you've been praying and you're like, man, I just don't know what to do. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your paths. He'll make them straight. But sometimes it just boils down to simply, honestly, just doing the next right thing. Whatever it is that God puts in front of you, just do the next right thing. And there's a lot of power in that, friends. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. If you've been blessed by Food for Thought Friday, I want to encourage you to share it with somebody else. You can go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.